Hello, Unstoppables. Welcome to the Unstoppable Students Podcast with myself, Ezekiel Ulebo, the Unipod Dropout, and welcome to episode 58. Now, I get asked a question a lot whenever I go to speak at an event, right? Even after my TEDx talk last year, I got the same question now. And I know where this question is coming from. So most times people reach out to me and ask me, hey, Ezekiel, how much did you get from your school after you graduated as the best? How much did your school give you? How much did you get? And I know that some people ask this question from a sincere point of view. They really want to know, right? Is there some reward for excellence? And then some ask in a funny way, you know, they want to add credence to the thought that school doesn't matter, that school sucks, that, I mean, even the best students get chicken change, and that the world is no longer interested in academics or in education. Now, here's my general answer. In the first place, nobody owes you anything for graduating with the first class. Nobody owes you anything for graduating as the best in your class, the best in your faculty, the best in your university. As a matter of fact, everything you get, the fame, the platform, the money, whatever it is an extra. So coming to me, yes, I got some money, but for most persons, it was like little money. And really, I understand, right? Compared to the excellence level and all that. But I've always known that I didn't come back to school to get a job. I've always known I didn't come back to school to, you know, get paid for coming out with a first class or something. The only reason why I came back to the University of Port Harcourt after being a dropout is to prove to myself that I was not a failure. And that, for me, is enough reward. If anybody comes to me and gives me even $1, that will be an extra to the amazing result I've already gotten. I've proven to myself that I'm not a failure. And that has helped me to go on and do big things in other aspects of life. That has helped me to build my confidence again, to build my story and my message again. And for that, I am most grateful to God. I'm most grateful to all of the people who have graced my life. So I'm turning this back to you. No one owes you anything. Whether it's for your excellence in academics or excellence in any other aspect of life, the result in itself is proof that you did something right. Now, can you turn around and duplicate that success in other aspects of life? That's the key. That's the most important thing. Did you learn any new success habits that helped you to achieve what you achieved before? And can you use those to achieve other big things in life? Are you growing as a person? Are you developing? Are you better today than you were yesterday? Are you going to be better tomorrow than you were today? These are the key things you want to be asking yourself. Not whether you're going to get some monetary thing or whether you're going to get a job. Aha, that's another one everyone asks me. So did you get a slot in the school? No, I didn't. But I wasn't looking for it anyway. So this is from me to you, letting you know that no one owes you anything in this life. If you can adopt that mindset, that mentality, it will help empower you and take you closer to becoming an unstoppable. Thank you so much, Unstoppables around the world. This was just a short message to help clarify things and get you in the right mindset. I hope this episode has been a blessing to you. I'd love to hear from you. On Instagram, I am at Ezekiel Ulebo, Ezekiel Ulebor. Thank you so much, Unstoppables around the world. Remember, you are the best and you are unstoppable. God bless you.